If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Begin verse 22. Very familiar passage. And the Bible says in Matthew 14, 22, it says, "Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, ain't it amazing when you get scared, praise God, and Jesus will just come along and he'll speak to you, peace be still. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were on the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Now, we've used this text before. I think back in January of 2011, I preached a message out of this, and I'm so excited. Preached about how Peter was so excited that he was ready to get out of the boat. Amen? But I want to preach tonight out of this, if God will be my help, in a little bit of a different direction. And on this thought, man overboard. Amen? Man overboard. As we see this tonight and we see the good God of glory, amen, he's a moving. And the Bible says that Jesus has sent them, he sent them off. And he told them to go to the other side. And he went up into the mountain to pray. And in the fourth watch, now I want to say the fourth watch, that's always the darkest time of the night. And I guess by this time they was getting pretty discouraged because they was out there. Now they were right where they're supposed to be, where Jesus sent them to be, but the winds were contrary. In other words, they didn't have a tailwind to push them on across. And they're out there and they're rowing, they're trying to get to the other side. And by this time they've got aggravated, frustrated, amen. Praise God, maybe getting ready to just give up, say, what's the use? And it's just about the darkest time that there was in the night. And just about the time that they're ready to quit, praise God, here comes somebody walking on water. And now they thought he was a spook. Amen? Because here they are out there in the water. They've already been striving all night, trying to get across the fourth watch. It's a dark time. And all of a sudden, here somebody looks up and they said, What's that? Yeah. Amen. Now you got to think about it. Because the waves is lapping over the boat. The winds is contrary. Things ain't going good. Pray God. And then they look up and here comes somebody, something, walking on the water. Yeah. 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 And say, so I can just imagine in my mind, they said, Boy, we've had it now. What kind of creature can walk on the water? Makes you think. I thought about this the other day out there. I know I'm about half crazy. I thought about that Loch Ness monster. Amen. You know that Loch Ness. They say that there's a certain time the ships go in there and they don't come out. Amen. They say that Loch Ness monster just comes up and just sucks them down. I just imagine myself if I was one of these or something, and I was out there and I'd done give it all I had all night. I was wore out and frustrated, and all of a sudden I look up and here comes something I don't understand. Yeah. Amen? You know, that's how life does us. Oh, praise God. About time we get there, we're struggling, we're pushing, we're rolling, we're trying to get somewhere, and praise God, life throws at us something that we don't understand. Amen? Right. Amen? It throws something at us that we don't understand. But then the Bible said that they said it's a spirit, and they cried out for fear. He said, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, amen, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And so Jesus speaks. I'm glad I can. Hey, if you listen, Jesus will speak to you. Amen. You say, well, He speaks to me in an audible voice. Praise God, He speaks to us through His Word. That's why we got to plant it in our heart, praise God, so He can speak to us. And if we plant it in our heart, He'll speak to us all day long. You say, how does He do that? You get enough Scripture in there, you'll find out. Amen. Everything you do, praise God, God will bring up a little touch of Scripture to remind you, to stimulate your mind, show you just how much He loves you, shows you the way you need to go, shows you how you need to go, don't you the help that He has you for to get there. Amen. But He said, hey, don't be afraid. He said, It is I. He go with me. It's me. Amen. And Peter's realized it. And so Peter says, okay, Lord. He answered him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, but bid me come unto Thee on the water. Amen. So Peter's throwing something out here. See, he was a fisherman. He's used to throwing out bait. Huh? So he throws it out there. See if the Lord will take it. Amen. So he throws it out there. He said, well, Lord, if it's You, He said, bid me come to You on the water. Amen. Just chunking it, chumming. That's what we used to go down the river. We used to call it chumming. We go there and take a tow sack and put about a high full of dog food, tie a string through it, a piece of wire, tie it to a tree, throw it out in the river. And all that water rushed through that, and it would wash out little old crumbs, little old bits and pieces, and it would draw the fish. I believe old Peter was a chumming. Amen. I believe he figured, he said, let me just see what he'll do with this. And the Lord just, it amazed me, the Lord. Praise God, if you're sincere, God will move upon you. He'll help you do things you didn't think you could do. If I said, and he said, he didn't give me no elaborate speech. He said, come on, big boy. Amen. He said, bid me come. He said, come on. Come. Amen. He said, just come up. The power of faith. Amen. And the Bible says that a lot of times we put Peter down, but Peter stepped out of the boat. And he said, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now I can see this. I can see this in my mind. You know, hey, he's got that little boat and they were pretty deep. And he gets over there to the edge and he puts out one foot. Now he ain't stepping out on stones. Amen. He's stepping out on the water. Amen. He puts out one foot, holds on that boat, he throws out the other. Amen. And praise God, he's got his eyes on Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hey, how do you know? Because he didn't sink to begin with. Amen. Praise God. You keep your eyes on Jesus, praise God, you won't go down. Amen. It's when we take our eyes off Jesus, praise God, it's when we begin to sink. Amen. So he stepped out of that boat, one leg. Amen. And then he let go of the boat, stepped out with the other. Stood up there, praise God, standing on the Sea of Galilee. Just like the Savior. Amen. Now Jesus could do it, praise God, because He's the creator of it all. Amen. Hey, it was under Him, praise God. It was under His command, praise God. He created, He made it. Amen. Hey, it could hold up the Creator, praise God. Amen. If it can hold up the Creator, praise God, it can hold up me and you. Amen. So Peter steps out on faith. And to go to Jesus, they walked on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. So the power of faith we see, it's there, praise God. It don't matter. Hey, it didn't matter how rough the sea was. That sea was still, but the winds were still blowing. The seas were boisterous, praise God, when he got out of the boat. Amen. Now think of it. The situation never changed. But the power of faith, praise God, it allowed him to walk on the sea. Amen. It didn't matter how rough it was, praise God. The power of faith allowed him to walk to go to Jesus. Amen. I don't care what's going on in your life, praise God. The power of faith will help you. It don't matter how rough your seas are, praise God. God will give you the power to walk to Jesus. Amen. The power of faith is there for me and you, praise God, to believe and put our trust in Him. The power of faith. The power of faith is there for, even in the seas of iniquity. When sin's rampant all around us like it is now. Praise God, the power of faith is there to deliver us, help us to walk even on those seas of iniquity, praise God, without going down. Amen. Amen. The power of faith, praise God, is there for every need. Amen. The power of faith there when temptations come along. That sea of temptation, praise God, that so easily besets us. But praise God, the power of faith is there even in the sea of temptation. Amen. When the seas are raging, the devil and his crowd's trying to drag us in, praise God, the power of faith is still real. Amen. When we have our faith in the Lord. Amen. The power of faith is there, praise God. When we get to the end of this thing and it comes across old Chili Jordan, praise God, the power of faith delivers even over old Jordan. Amen. The power of faith will do that for me. It'll do it for you just like He did it for Peter. As long as we keep our faith. But what happens when our faith gets weak? Huh? What happens when our faith's not as strong as it should be? When our faith ain't structured, then we'd walk no more. Amen? We can't walk through those rough places. We can't conquer those seas, praise God, like we can when our faith is strong. When our faith is, when we've got our faith, we're rooted, grounded in Lord Jesus Christ, realize, praise God, as long as we're with Him, praise the Lord, as I said in the beginning, we're winners. Amen. We've got to keep the mentality, we've got to keep the soundness of heart, praise God, that me and you are winners. Amen. If we've trusted Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, believe, trust in His death, burial, and His resurrection as the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're winners. We've already overcome those turbulent seas. We've already overcome the iniquity of the world. We've already overcome the temptations, praise God. We've already got a place fixed across old Jordan. Yeah. Amen. Amen. As long as we keep our faith. But when our faith gets weak, praise God, we begin to sink. We don't walk no more. Amen. Where we used to walk. Huh? Yeah, have you ever noticed when your faith starts getting a little bit weak, if you ain't very careful, you start the devil starts trying to drag you off in places you wouldn't have went before? Huh? He starts dragging you off in direction, praise God, that you never thought you'd go. When your faith begins to come weak, that's why we got to trust in the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how can we do that? It's by keeping our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ. You know what happens? When our faith gets weak, praise God, if we ain't careful, well, we get our eyes on the storm. Amen. We take our eyes off of Jesus, praise God, and we get to looking at the storm, praise God, and the storm will beat us and it'll bang us and it'll batter us. Praise God, if you're a child of God, you will survive the storm. But praise God, it's a whole lot easier to walk, praise God, if you keep your eyes on the Savior. Amen. Faith in the storm. Praise the Lord. That's when the faith needs to be strong. There's a whole lot of folks here in this church. Amen. Members of this church, praise God, it's been through some pretty horrific storms. Amen. Been through some hard times, some difficult times. But praise God, you know what? We've kept our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, and He's delivered us safe again. Amen. When we keep our eyes on the Lord, amen, we can weather the storm. Amen. We give our eyes off the storm, keep our eyes off the storm, and keep it on Jesus. He makes the difference. What made the difference, Peter, when he was keeping his eyes on Jesus? Amen. He was able to walk with Jesus. Amen. You keep your eyes on Him, praise God. If you take your eyes off of Him, you'll be distracted and He'll make a little turn this way and see you won't see it. That's what the devil wants to do. See how subtle he is. If he can get you to just miss one little turn, one little place that the Savior's got for you to go, one little direction he wants you to follow, praise God, and the devil gets you to miss that, amen, he can get you distracted. Amen. So he begins to, we begin to look at the storm. What we begin to do then? We begin to doubt God's Word. Our faith begins to get weak when we begin to doubt God's Word. Like Ezek did, the devil told Old Ezek, he said, well, did God really say? Did he really say that? Is that what he really meant? Huh? See, if he can get us to doubt, praise God, we'll begin to sink. Amen. It won't be very long, praise God, we'll begin to sink down. He got his eyes off. He took his eyes off. He began to look at that storm. He began to look at those waves as boisterous. And praise God, the Bible says he began to sink. Now, I want you to notice what takes place. Here in verse 30, he said, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. Amen. Now I want you to pay attention to this just a second. He asked the Lord. The Lord said, come. He stepped out of the boat. He got out. He started walking to Jesus. Amen? Jesus is already out on the water. Peter was walking to him. Amen? The fellas in the boat, they're saying, hey, there's a man overboard. Amen? There's a man overboard. Somebody get the life ring. Say, we're going to need it. Why? Old Peter just went. He just slipped out of the boat. Huh? They said, he's a man overboard. What are we going to do? So I don't know. It looks like he's all right now. Amen? What's he doing? Said he's walking on the water. He's what? Said he stepped out of the boat. He got out on purpose. Amen? Said, yeah, he's got out on purpose. Well, is he hanging on? Is he hanging off the side? No, God, bless God, he's walking on the water. Amen? Oh, you said there's a man overboard. He is overboard. He's not in the boat no more. Amen. He's out walking on the water. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you see it? And so now this man is overboard. All these others is watching him to see what will happen. Now it gets interesting. Because they're seeing old Peter. And old Peter was an ambitious fella. Now he'd jump in and drop a hat and he'd pitch it off himself. So they're watching him to see what will happen to old Peter. And old Peter's a-walking on the water. Jesus out there, here goes Peter. He's a-walking, you know, got his eyes on Jesus. He's, man, it's all right. And the old fellow's watching him. Well, he's a man over. Hey, he's all right, not now. And then a couple of big waves come. And he feels it hit his legs, you know. Bobbles a little bit. You know, a lot of us good, whole, fundamental, independent, Bible-believing Baptists, when those waves toddle us a little bit, we quit, right? And praise God, and go back to the house. Huh? A few little waves, a few little things that's contrary to us, it'll make us just quit. But Peter didn't quit, praise God. They said, man, overboard. He said, no, he's all right. Said he took the waves, okay, he's still walking. Amen. He's still pressing onward. Amen. He gets on out there a little ways further and some more. And the winds are blowing. See, old Peter's hairs are blowing back. Amen. But he's got his eyes on Jesus. Amen. He's still seeing the Savior. Praise God. I will say, as long as we're seeing the Savior, we'll never go down. Amen. He won't let you go down. You see how important it is to keep your eyes on the Savior? Amen. You get your eyes on. Yeah, that's why it kills me all the time, Brother Jeff. I say, well, preacher, you know, I was saved 47 years ago, but I don't see no need to go to church. Then you're right where the devil, what devil wants you? You may have got saved 47 years ago, but you're still probably just a little bitty teeny tiny babe in Christ. If you did get saved. I believe Holy Ghost of God moves into a man, and that happens when you get saved, praise God. He gives you a desire to be with God's people. Amen. He gives you a Holy Ghost desire to be with God's people. Amen. Even when I was out of the will of God. Now let me tell you, and I ain't bragging on me. I'm bragging on my Lord. Even when I was out of the will of God, not doing everything the way I should have been doing, not listening to my Lord, praise God, every time the church door was open, I was there. Amen. It was something in me, praise God, was drawing me to the house of God. Amen. I wasn't in there. I wasn't participating like I should have. Didn't have my eyes on the Lord like I should have, but praise God, there was something drawing me to God's people. It was God drawing me to God is what it was. Amen. That just happened to be where the people were. Praise the Lord. So they're hollering, well, hey, the man's overboard. But he's doing okay right now. But then those waves begin up. They hit him on the knees. They hit him in the waist. Amen. And he think, oh, my goodness. And all of a sudden, he hears the wind blowing. And here's like when you go to the ocean, you hear that big old surfer coming in. And you hear it way before it gets there. Amen. You hear that thing just crushing over itself. And you know, this is the big one. You know, one of those where you go, you're getting ready because you know with just any second it's going to whoosh, and just take you right to the bottom. Amen? So Peter's a hearing this in his mind, and the devil's he's infiltrating. He said, okay, here it is, big boy, you're going down. So what Peter does, he takes his eyes off Jesus. He glances over at the storm. You know what he does? The Bible said he beginning to sink. Amen. They said, man overboard, he's going down. Somebody back there in the back said, I told you he would. Ain't you got that life raft ready? That life ring, you better get ready. I told you he's going. Ain't that the way most Baptists do? Amen. Somebody trying to do something, trying to walk in the right direction, trying to do things. Praise God, keep your eyes on the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if you start to stumble or fall a little bit, somebody say, I told you so. Amen. Man overboard. Going down. Amen. Amen. You know I'm right. So Peter begins to sink. And the Bible said that he beginning to sink. Amen. He beginning to sink. You know, if we had begin to realize, praise God, when we begin to sink, amen, don't wait till we're submerged. Amen. Hey, if you're going to get that big deep breath, praise God, it's going to sustain you for a few seconds. You better get ready before the wave gets there. Amen. It's too late to get that once you're under the water. Amen. He beginning to sink. So what does he do? When he begins to sink, he begins to call upon the Lord. Amen. So you see the remedy for this situation, praise God. He beginning to sink. He cried. Amen. Hey, we need to cry out, praise God, when we see ourselves beginning to sink. Amen. When we see ourselves beginning to falter. While our faith is still strong, praise God, before our faith gets weak, amen, we need to start crying out. Amen. The remedy for this thing, praise God, is to cry out while we can. Not to wait till it's too late. Amen. You say, well, preacher, if I do such and such, and if I do this and it's a good work over here and a good thing over here, everything will be all right. Doing a good work, that's not the remedy. Amen. Doing good work here and a good work there, that's not the remedy, praise God. It's crying out to God, recognizing the Lord, praise the Lord, when we have the opportunity. Amen. Amen. Good works won't save us. Amen. Good works won't get us into heaven. Amen. Having our name on the church roll somewhere, or membership. Hey, some people got their name, their membership in seven or eight different churches. Amen. I was talking to a fellow a while back, and he told me, I said, where you go to church at? And he told me, I'm a member over at such and such and such and such. And he was a member at four different churches. Now, how do you do that? Praise the Lord. What a blessing. If he's a paying his tithes to all four churches, praise God. Amen. All four of them are getting a blessing. Amen. But he's probably doing that so that way he don't have to pay nowhere. Amen. Just float around wherever he feels like it. Amen. We need to find a place to root, praise God. But a membership in a church won't save you. Amen. Being a good moral person, hey, having a whole boatload of good morality, amen, it won't save you. Amen. The MOBs look at it and say, man, overboard. So I don't understand that. Look at all the good things old Peter was doing. Yeah, praise God, he's got to hear. He's one of us. He's a disciple. He shouldn't have went down. Well, yeah, old Peter's a good moral man. He stands for what's right. Amen. But praise God, when you take your eyes off of Jesus, it don't matter what you've got. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter where you're a member of church. It don't matter how moral you are, praise God. When we take our eyes off Jesus, we'll sink. Amen. He began to sink. Amen. The remedy's not knowing these things, having these things in our life, but the remedy's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's knowing who to cry out to. Notice Peter's appeal. He said, he cried. Amen. He cried out. He said, Lord. Amen. When he beginning to sink. Amen. They said, is he gone down yet? Said, no, he's beginning to sink. His feet blow water. He's not on top no more. He's beginning to sink. I believe old Peter, I could see in my mind's eye, he said, "Oh, this ain't good." And he looked back over and he said, "Lord, this ain't good." Amen. He said, "Lord, Lord, save me." Amen. So he began to sink. He made an appeal to the Lord. Peter was desperate. Amen. He began to cry out. In our desperation, praise God, if we'd begin to cry out when we begin to sink, why do we wait so long before we cry out? Amen. Amen. Hard-headed. Stubborn. Mulish. Amen. Praise God. Prideful. Amen. Instead of just saying, "Oh Lord, help me. I need help now. I need help today. I need it right this minute." Amen. Amen. Said he began to cry out. He made an appeal. He cried. He appealed to the Lord Jesus Christ. He cried out from his heart. I mean, I tell you what, God will not disregard heart language. Amen. 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 God, you hear me? Let me say that again. God will not disregard heart language. Amen. He hears it, praise God. It moves the heart of God. Amen. Peter beginning to sing, cried out saying, "Lord, save me." See, so his appeal was, "Lord, save me." Amen. He didn't say, "Lord, could you scotch me a little bit? Lord, could you make this water a little firmer? Could you congeal it a little bit? Amen. Make it a little stiffer." He said, "Lord, save me." You know what he said? "Lord, you know what I need. Help me." Amen. He didn't say, "Lord, here's what I think you ought to do. Oh me." Amen. "Lord, this is how I need you to fix this." How many of us do that? Be honest. Amen. We do it. We're human. "Lord, this is the way I need you to fix this." Amen. And then we sit back and wait on him to do it. Huh? Yeah, that's faith. Yeah. Amen. But he said, "Lord," he appealed to him. He said, "Lord, save me." Amen. Praise God. You know what happened when he done that? The fellow said, "He's man overboard. He's going down. Yeah, he's sinking. How far down is he? He's down to his waist. The waves is crashing up on his chest. Peter ain't gonna make it." But I believe old John was on there, the beloved. Praise God, one that laid his head and heard the heartbeat of God. Amen. I mean, talking about there at the supper, praise God. Jesus was sitting there and they was reclined and eating the Lord's supper, and praise God. And old John just leaned over and put his head on the Lord's bosom. Amen. Heard the heartbeat of God. Could you imagine? Something got a hold of him that night, I believe. Hey, but John was never the same after that. I won't say, praise God, if we ever hear the heartbeat of God, you'll never be the same. Amen. I believe old John back there in the back of the boat, he's taking it all in. Now this is just Jeffology here. And he's taking it all in. He said, "Boys," he said, "it's going to be all right." They said, "How do you know? Man overboard." Everybody's right. "Man overboard. He's a going down." John said, "Boys, it's going to be out. Hold on a minute, boys. Watch this. It's a man overboard." "What part of overboard, John? Don't you understand?" And John says, "Watch this." Amen. The Bible says Jesus reached out his hand, said immediately, when he cried out, he appealed to the Lord, "Save me." Amen. "Don't do it my way." He said, "Save me. Do what's necessary." And said, and immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand. Now listen to this. And caught him. Amen. Man overboard. Just a minute, he said, "Never mind." Amen. Never mind. Jesus reached out immediately. How quick would you like to have help with your issue? Huh? You make an appeal to your Savior. Amen. Say, "Lord, help me. Save me." Amen. Immediately, he reached down and he called him. Pulled him up out. Next thing you know, they're on the boat. Amen. Praise the Lord. old Peter's still trying to figure out how the Lord reached and got him, pulled him up out of that water, praise God, and the Lord already had him safe back in the boat. And amen. While they was a worshiper trying to figure it out, praise God, Jesus put the boat plumb on the other side. Amen. Praise God. They made it to their destination. Why? Because he said, Peter said, Lord, save me. Not my way, but not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Man overboard. Man overboard. And Jesus says, where? I don't see no man overboard. I see Peter safe in the arms of a loving Savior. And right where I put him to begin with. Amen. Because Jesus, when Peter got out of the boat, or when Peter got into the boat to go to the other side with those other disciples, Jesus knew just exactly what he was going to meet out there on that sea. Amen. He went up and had him a little talk with his heavenly Father. And when he got done, he said, Father, said, love you, thank God, appreciate you. I ask you just continue to help me. Leave me, God, that your will be done, Father. And oh yeah, Father, I got to go. I got some fellas out here going to need me in a minute. Amen. I got a fella out here who's going to cry out for me in a minute, and I'm going to have to help him. Ain't going fella going to step out on faith, but his faith's going to get weak, and so I've got to be there to extend him a hand. Amen. I won't say tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ loves every one of us the same. And he's there tonight, praise God, to immediately extend us a hand and call him up. Praise God. He's right there tonight to reach down, extend us a hand, and to lift us up. Amen. Man overboard. I wonder how many times in our life we holler, man overboard. Huh? And we should be hollering, Lord, save me. Amen. Lord, save them. Amen. It's because when you do that, the Lord immediately reaches down. We may not always see it. It don't happen the way we want it to all the time. But praise God, God knows heart language. He'll reach down. He'll begin to work. Amen. We've got a whole lot of folks in this church with church family, sons, daughters, children, grandchildren, praise God, that's lost, that's out of the will of God. But amen. But I'm crying out. I said, Lord, save them. Amen. Guess what? He's reaching down. And he's massaging on hearts, the Holy Ghost of God. He's preparing. And I'm like that old jailer, praise God. I'm looking for my whole household. My family, my friend, my loved ones, my aunts, my uncles, praise God, to get in. Amen. Went to the family reunion. I'll tell you this right quick and I'm done. Went to family reunion a few weeks ago. And it's amazing how you can see God just a working in that, in our little family. Just a little here and a little there. You can just see little seeds that he's a planting. Amen. Folks that used to be just wild as buck deers, but now they're starting to settle in. They're starting to realize, you know what? He's a great big God of glory that loves me. Amen. And Lord's molding. He's changing them. He's refocusing them. Amen. Giving them new desires. My little cousin was up there in the hospital the week after that. They give her up, didn't know she'd make it, had her on a breathing machine, life support. Lung completely quit. We went up there, you know, and there she was. And they said, well, you know, she'd been going to church, been trying to do better. Amen. Got there and got to pray. And the doctor said, we don't know. We've never seen it in this fashion before. Amen. Finally, a doctor come in. He said, well, I've seen something like this twice before. He said it was when we had real bad asthma attacks and lungs and spasm and to where they wouldn't expand and contract. He said, I've seen that before in real bad attacks. He said, let's just give it a little time. But you know what happened? That great physician moved in. Amen. Because people got together around, little mom and daddy got together around, a sister, and some of us are praying, and we said, Lord, save her! Amen. 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 Give her another chance! Amen. And immediately, amen, he began to reach down. It amazed me. 6 days, praise the Lord. I got back on Friday, went up early Saturday morning. She was sitting there on the bed. Had a little IV in, the only thing she had. No oxygen, nothing. Sitting there, and I said, what you doing? She said, waiting on them to come take this thing out of me. I'm going to the house. Amen. Amen. And a little nurse come in there, I said, do you mind if I have a word of prayer with her before you do that? And I said, I'll go and get out of your way. Then he stepped back out of the room a minute, and I said, Marilyn, I said, tears run down my face. I couldn't help it. I realized how good God is. I said, Marilyn, you know who done this. Boy, tears began to run down her face too, and she said, God did. Amen. Amen. God did it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why? Because somebody said, Lord, save her. Amen. And immediately, somebody's out there hollering, my man overboard. But God said, hold on a minute. I got this. Amen. I got this.